So Vasudev in his mind decided to donate 10,000 cows to the Brahmanas. In this way, actually, we should learn. This is actually a siddhanta, a philosophy. If one is actually very jubilant about the Lord's appearance, then a person may be very poor, but he will still like to give for Krishna's, celebrate Krishna's appearance. In India we see, even today on Janmashtami, people they assume themselves to be Vasudev and they want to celebrate Krishna's birthday, Krishna's appearance day. On Janmashtami day, they say just like I celebrate my son's birthday, I'm going to today celebrate Krishna's birthday. Side, I will celebrate myself. In ISKCON, when we preach in Bombay and Delhi, many devotees, they dress up like Vasudev on Janmashtami. This is Vasudev consciousness. Krishna is my son. I have celebrated my son's birthday many times. This time I will celebrate Krishna's birthday. This is actually bhav. This is consciousness. Actually, this is bhakti. Ultimately, the heart or mind is the main thing. Everything depends on the feelings. This way, in his mind, he decided. He was so happy. He immediately took a bath. When there is a birth, one should take a bath. When one's child is born, one should take bath. One becomes contaminated. It's called sutak. He knew this is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still he thought, I have a son born in my family. There is a sutak, so I should take bath. Of whose name, by chanting whose name, all the sins become eradicated. And by his birth as his son, he is thinking, let me take a bath. But he'll take bath. He took bath and then he made the sankalpa in his mind of donating cows. There are certain circumstances. One should give in charity. Just when the son is born, and until the umbilical cord is not cut, in that time, if you give some charity, while the umbilical cord is still not cut, that charity becomes akshay, becomes multiplied so many times. Although his son was not an ordinary child, he was a Supreme Personality of Godhead, there was no question of cutting the umbilical cord, still he wanted to make the sankalpa of giving in charity at that time when he was just newly born. Therefore, it's called Adbhutam Balakam, very Adbhut Balak, very wonderful child. But still, he's thinking, my son is born, he has become my son, the Supreme Lord has become my son, and he was so happy. According to scriptures, at that time when the charity is given, Vasudev thought, according to Shastra, but still, out of love, out of affection for his special son, he wanted to give charity. He gave more in charity out of love. There are certain special situation or special times when a charity should be given, like the son is born, or there is an eclipse, or there is Lord's festivities of the Lord's appearance. These are special chances to give in charity. Shastra, it is given in many places. At this time one should give in charity at that time, one should give in charity, it becomes akshay, it becomes multiplied many, many times. Just like in Kartik, there is akshay tithi.
Kartik mein akshay tithi aati hai. और कई अवसर होते हैं
एंड देयर मेनी अदर चांसेस
कब दान करना चाहिए पुत्र को कब देना चाहिए स्त्री को भी पैसा देने का समय होता है
अकॉर्डिंग टू शास्त्र देयर इज इवन टाइम्स व्हेन वन शुड गिव टू टू द वाइफ
पति हमको दे
और टू द सन देयर इज अ स्पेशल डेज
पुत्र
देयर सो द वाइफ शी लुक्स फॉरवर्ड सन लुक्स शी लुक्स फॉरवर्ड He looks forward when this is today is my day. My husband or the father will give some special to me. There are special days. So Vasudev took advantage of this special time. So his fear was eradicated. He had this fear that Kamsa will kill my, will be here to kill my child. When he saw that this is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was overcome with happiness. In this world, it has never been seen or heard that a child took his birth and mother and father started offering prayers with folded hands, started to sing his glories. But when Sri Krishna appeared, first of all, his father, he's offering prayers. Suppose the child says, why are you singing my glories? I am your son. Then Vasudev says,
Viditosi Bhavan Sakshat Purusha Prakrate Par.
13. He says, I understood. Vidita asi. Means? I understand. I am fully conscious of you. That you are Purusha Prakrite Para. You are the Supreme Personality of Supreme Person beyond this material existence. The controller of the is whole material existence. In this way, he is showing his fearlessness. Vidita api. Vidit means I have understood that you are the Lord. Although Vasudev's prayers are very long and we don't have time because I have to reach Krishna to Gokul, and this is a very long chapter. The essence of Vasudev's prayers is that he is praying to Krishna that although you are the Supreme Lord, still I am afraid for you. Because Kamsa would want to kill you. Sometimes he thinks this is the Supreme Lord. What will Kamsa do to him? And then sometimes he has putra buddhi. He has paternal affection, and then he starts to fear Kamsa for his son's life. He's saying he. Ishwara, controller of all the demigods, this Kans is so demoniac. One, when he heard that you were going to kill him, he killed all your elder brothers when they were born. Killed six babies. When Kamsa had heard that Vishnu will become Vasudev's son, so he had killed all his previous sons. So just now, if he hears from his servants that Vasudev's eighth child has been born, he will immediately come with a weapon in his hand. to kill you. He will run here because he has put us in prison just so that he could kill you when you are born. So as soon as he hears, he will run here. So I am becoming very afraid for your life. So I pray. So I pray to you, my dear Lord, this four-armed form, you don't let him see. Because he will recognize that you are Vishnu. And he'll kill you. I pray to you, my Lord. With all his might, he'll want to kill you. This is called Vatsalya love. He can understand that he is the Supreme Lord Vishnu. But more than thinking that he is Vishnu, he is thinking that he is his son. And because he is his son, Kamsa will kill him. Please don't show you this four-armed form in front of Kamsa. And he will kill you. He is not qualified to see this form of yours. Vasudeva is thinking that if he becomes a small child with two arms like an ordinary child, then I might plead to Kamsa that not to kill him, so maybe he will not kill you. It's possible that he may change his mind, but if he sees your four-armed form, he will definitely not leave you. He was praying in this way and showing his fear. Then Mother Devaki, she became more fearful, more anxiety. After all, she is a woman. She has a natural fear. She is a mother. The Lord has appeared in his four-armed form to make them fearless, but they are being more and more afraid. Mother Devaki offers prayer that in the Vedas that's described, that is nirguna, that's beyond this control of this material nature. That form is actually you yourself. He does his nitya lila, he does not do anything ordinary. One very beautiful prayer Mother Devaki offers here. Living entity is always afraid of death. He's always frightened of death in any form of life. Not just in human form of life, but in insect, animal, bird. In any form of life, he is afraid to give up his body because he thinks his body is him. He is afraid to die. He does not want to leave this body. In any planet, he is not fearless. Just like if a person is running due to the fear of a very deadly snake, and he's running, this is the condition of the living entity. He is running away from death. He wants to always retaliate death. He goes to hospital, he goes to doctors. Please save me, please save me. This is being fearful of death. But who does he take shelter of? In the fifth canto, it is said, that this human, this human person is like a merchant, and he goes in the forest and he sees very dangerous animals like tigers and lions, etc. And he thinks about the time factor. So much time of my life has passed. So these are big lions. And small lion is months, weeks, days like that. So he's thinking that so many days are passing. Then he goes to take shelter. He should take shelter of who will save him from tigers and lions. But who does he take shelter of? He takes shelter of eagles and storks and crows. Eagles and storks and crows means those who cannot save him. Means those who are not Krishna's devotees. Those who are not devotees of the Lord, he goes and takes shelter of them. Those who are not devotees of the Lord, they will not be able to save him from death. If a person is chased by a lion and he runs out of fear for the lion and he takes shelter of a crow or an eagle or a stork, he will not be able to save him. The living entity, Devaki is saying, is fearful of death, but he is not able to take shelter of you. Only way he will be saved from death is when he takes shelter of you. When he takes shelter of you, when he becomes a devotee of you, he becomes healthy. As said in the Bhagavad Gita, that apart from me, nobody can save a person from death. Mam eva, those who take only of shelter only of me, they've crossed this ocean of maya. Anya, not the other people, they will never be able to cross. Instruction of Bhagavad Gita,
Bhagavad Gita is not vaikalpik updesh nahi hai.
It's not the instruction of it's not an instruction of opinion. Yes, bhakti marg is one and this is also there and this is my opinion. Okay, so this bhakti is a path and these other paths, that is also a path, but it's not a matter of opinion. Some people are so foolish, they think yes, this bhakti marg is good for you but that one is good for me. They don't want to use their brain, they don't want to use their mind, it's too much work for them. Then what's the need? What's the use of the instruction of Krishna? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, one who takes shelter of me will be crossed over. These people are saying, no, you can take shelter of anyone and you can cross over. This is just in opposition of Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna says, Mam eva ye prapadyante. Only those who take shelter only of me, not taking shelter of some eagle, crows or storks. Can this be? You can try understand. On one side an authority is speaking and on the other side you're just imagining. You're just guessing your own opinion. Take any path and you will be delivered. This idea has actually spoiled the world. Those people who speak the Bhagavatam, they also keep talking like this, just to make the listeners happy. If I speak like this, they will be pleased with me. Yes, whatever you're doing, you can keep doing. I will give you a mantra and you will be delivered. Whatever is your way of life, eating habits, it is okay. In my village, one Pandit ji came. So one person came, he said, he wanted to take initiation. And this person came and said, Pandit ji, I want to take initiation from you. So Pandit ji said, so you think you will keep this meat eating habit or you think you want to give up? So this person said, no, I think I cannot give it up just yet. Okay, then I will give you Durga mantra. That's okay, keep going.
वो कहा कि नहीं हमको वैष्णव मंत्र दीजिए तो वो पंडित जी कहते नहीं उसमें ये सब नहीं चलता है.
He said I want Vaishnav mantra. The Pandit ji said no, with Vaishnav mantra you cannot do all this. He was saying
ये कहो कि पार होना नहीं है.
In Vaishnav mantra you cannot do all this, but
होने का तरीका है.
But you can take the Durga mantra and keep doing what you do and you will be okay. You can be delivered like that by chanting the Durga mantra. But you say, you will not be delivered. If you cannot give up eating meat, then you won't be delivered. Why don't you say that? This is not the way to be delivered. This door is closed, so you cannot go from this door, so you will break the window and go by force. By breaking the window, you will be more in trouble. Maybe you will have to go to the jail. We should take shelter of the Lord. They say this again and again. You must respect demigods. They are great personalities. But where to surrender? Sarvadharman parityaja. Only mine, he says. Krishna is saying very clearly, respect everyone, but surrender only to me.
ठीक है आदर करो सास ससुर की सेवा करो देवर की सेवा करो जेठ की सेवा करो लेकिन पति तो पति है कि सास ससुर की सेवा करो.
Just like for in a joint family, we you can say to the married newly married girl,
सास ससुर की सेवा करो देवर
you respect everyone,
जेठ की सेवा करो लेकिन पति तो पति है.
You serve mother and father, mother-in-law and father-in-law. You serve the husband's younger brother and older brother, but only husband will be your husband. Isn't it? But if you say no, anyone is your husband, then this is a very ugly thing. You cannot assume whoever you can assume will be your husband. By just assuming he cannot be your husband. The day you're married, the society tells you this is your husband. It's not like in America, you can assume anybody is your husband. After 2 days you divorce and you assume another person to be your husband. Husband is the Supreme Lord. And by taking shelter of him only, you will be delivered. Again and again the scriptures tell us this. So Mother Devaki is saying that one who takes shelter of you, he can cross over this death. The Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, I deliver my devotees from death. And Mother Devaki again is becoming in great anxiety. And she says, you must very quickly hide this four-armed form of yours. Kamsa will be here any moment. Then she says, make some arrangement quickly that I can take you and run away somewhere. Or I can hide you somewhere. My heart is trembling. And she's telling Lord Vishnu, I'm a woman, I'm mother. I cannot be strong like your father. My heart is trembling. He will kill you, he will kill you. After all, she's a mother. And the material maternal love is coming out. This is actually love. We should not think, oh, the Lord is maintaining the whole world. What is the need of offering him anything? Sometimes they write in poems, a person who hasn't given you, you will give to him. In this world, the person who gives to you, you give to him. If you have given to the bank, if you haven't given to any money to the bank, how can you go and ask for money? The clerk will say, you haven't given money here, why are you asking for money? You can...
He will
say like this, but because you have given to the bank, that's why you have the right to take it. Why you have the right to ask for it? The Supreme Lord has given us everything, that's why He has the most right to ask, most right He has to be offered these things to Him. We should offer to Him foods, we should offer to Him flower garlands, we should preach His glories. We should offer Him everything. But these nastic people, these atheistics, they said, Lord has, Bhagavan has given us everything, so why give to Him? This is cheating. Who hasn't given you, you give to him. But person who has given to you, don't give to him. What kind of philosophy is this? And when we talk about offering flower garlands, then they say, the deity is God, and the flower garland is God. How can I offer God to God? I am so bewildered how I can make you happy. You are God and the garland is God. Everything is God, so how can I do anything for you? Then you are also God and the food is also God. Then one day don't eat. Your food, your God, food is God, then don't eat. They sing like this. Your God, flower garland is God, so how can I offer you? They sing like this. What the Shastra says, Bhagavad Gita says, that you should do. Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. The Lord says, I accept it. Whatever you have to give in charity, give to me.
जो भी दान करना हो मुझे दो. भगवान तो यहाँ तक कहते हैं जत करो सी जदस नाति जत जो हो सी ददा सी जत जत तपस से कौन ते तत करो समदर्पण.
सब कुछ दे. If you won't give to Krishna, then who else will we give to?
सब कुछ तो वही दे रहे हैं.
He has given us everything.
सब कुछ दिए हैं उनको नहीं दे.
He has given us this body. He has given us water and air. Who has given us everything, we wouldn't give to them? We shouldn't give to them? To him? Like this people talk. Oh, if the Supreme Lord is giving everybody, feeding everybody, but then what is the need of feeding him? With great insight, they are preaching their knowledge. Just they are ignorance, they want to make everybody in ignorance.
और जब कोई मंदिर में आता है तो कहते हैं भगवान तो सब जगह है हृदय में है हृदय में देखने का प्रयास करो मंदिर में.
When somebody goes to the temple, they say, Lord is everywhere. No need to go to the temple. Try to see Him in your heart.
वो ये नहीं कहें जाने की जरूरत नहीं है वैश्याल में जाने की जरूरत.
There is no need to go to the temple, but there is a need to go to the clubs and pubs.
भजन करने की बात आती है तो कहते हैं वहाँ मत जाओ. भजन करने की बात आती है तो कहते हैं जीभ से क्या नाम लेना है मन ही मन जप करो. और जब भोजन की बात आती
है, they won't say go, don't go to these dirty places.
आज मन ही और सब जगह है वहाँ मत जाओ.
When it comes to doing bhajan,
बात आती है तो कहते हैं जीभ से क्या नाम लेना
है. Then they say
मन ही मन जप करो.
What is the need of using your tongue to chant? Just chant inside your heart. And when it comes to eating food, somebody else should say, so today you should just eat in your mind. But that would not work there. Only in doing bhajan that will work. Just say you don't want to do bhajan. When you don't want to do bhajan, there's so many excuses. When you don't want to do, you've made one philosophy. The Shastra says, with your tongue you should chant. With your hands you should do service. With your eyes you should see. But these lazy people, who don't want to chant Krishna's name, they make a siddhanta. Yes, you can do it in your heart. Meditation. Keep meditating. What will he meditate? There is one boy. I will tell you a true story from my village. There was one boy. He went to this meditating temple. Meditators. He's in ISKCON. Now he doesn't do this meditation. He serves Krishna. People, they were dhyanis. One day he went to these dhyanis. So one day when he came back from seeing the dhyanis, I asked him. He was 16 or 17 years of age. I asked him, where did you go? You didn't come to Kirtan that day? Where did you go? He said, I went there. I said, why did you go? He said, I went there. They were meditating. I asked him, so you went also, did you meditate? What did you meditate on? He said, they told me to sit straight and close your eyes. I said, you close your eyes? He said, yes. I wanted to open my eyes, but everybody had their eyes closed, so I also kept my eyes closed. While I used to open my eyes to look around to see if others had their eyes closed or not. So this was meditation. So I said, okay, you had your eyes closed. So when your eyes were closed, where was your mind going? What were you seeing in your mind?
तो ऐसी बात थी कि वो लड़का एक बिजली चैम्बर पर रहता था, बिजली मोटर होती थी, मोटर को चालू करके वो खेत को सींचा करता था धान के.
And what it was, this boy, he used to work at an electric chamber. He used to turn the motors on.
उसी पर रहता था.
Motors on to pump the, for water to be pumped into the farms. This is what he used to do in the daytime. Tell me the truth, exactly the truth. Where was your mind? Body was sitting there with eyes closed.
मैं जब आंख बंद करता था तो मेरा मन बिजली मोटर चालू करके खेत घुमा करता था.
He said, Maharaj ji, when I was sitting with my eyes closed, my mind would go and turn those pumps on and water the farms, and I would walk around the farms. I said, whenever you close your eyes, this is what you saw. He said, yes, whenever I close my eyes, I would go and check out how the watering is going on the farms, where there needs to be more water, where there needs to be less water. In my mind, I was doing all this. So now see, this is dhyan.
Dhyan means? Isi ko dhyan kahte hai. Dhyana vasthit tad gaten mansa pasyant yam yogina.
Dhyan means from the Lord's toenails to His lotus face to see His beautiful form. This is dhyan. You close your eyes and you meditate that you're in your shop and you're doing your work at shop. This is not dhyan. These people today have become so dull that they teach you if you close your eyes you're meditating. This kind of samadhi, this kind of meditation you do all night anyway. Samadhi means when your mind is fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. When you don't even know who is the Lord, where is the question of Samadhi? Where is the question on meditating? They haven't heard His glories, they haven't sung His glories, they don't even know who He is. And started meditating on the Lord. But rather you're doing, you're operating your motor around the fields. This has become a fashion. The idea has made a lot of damage in the human society. This dhyan, and this is a siddhanta of lazy people. Laziness in Ram Naam and very eager in bhojan, in food. There is a poem like this.